There's a new way to bet on things outside of sports with Kalshi. Maybe you have a thought on TikTok. Will Congress ban it or won't they? Will Taylor Swift's album be album of the year? What about Biden's approval rating or inflation and a whole lot more? You can trade futures on all of that and make money if you're correct. $20 bonus if you go to Kalshi.com/followthemoney, spelled K-A-L-S-H-I, and deposit $50. There is no guarantee of performance, and an investor could lose their entire investment, including fees. iHeartMedia does not recommend any investments. See further disclosures at Kalshi.com.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. See for yourself when you sign up today and get $150 in bonus bets when you bet just $5. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment, it's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply.
The 2024 presidential campaign features two candidates who are very well known to Americans. And yet, there's complexity at every turn. Criminal trials for one of those candidates. Young voters who are angry. The Campaign Moment podcast from The Washington Post gives you what matters. I'm Aaron Blake, and I'm covering my 10th election cycle. My colleagues and I have insights that you won't find anywhere else. So follow The Campaign Moment right now, wherever you're listening.
Getting ready to take on spring? Make your first move with the reliable performance and power of Steel battery tools. From hedge trimmers and mowers to string trimmers and more, right now you can save $50 on select battery tool sets. Real Steel. Offer valid on select AK system sets through June 16, 2024. See participating retailer for details.
This is Follow the Money with Mitch Moss and Pauly Howard on VSiN.
Game on. Time for the Yingling Pick'em Challenge. Bring the goods during college basketball's biggest tournament. Play for free in eight pools and make winning picks for your share of $40,000 in cash prizes. Head to DraftKings.com/Yingling now to join the action. Yingling, lager up and bring the goods. Terms, conditions, and other eligibility restrictions apply. See DraftKings.com for details. Okay, so Pauly, here we go.
Yes.
We are now starting to see some of these numbers populate the board for these six conference tournament games that we have tonight.
Six tickets. Well, you said tonight. Don't get it caught in the zipper. 2 o'clock. 2 o'clock Pacific is that first game.
How is that apropos right now?
Get caught with your pants down. 2 o'clock.
Do you know that we have a game on Wednesday morning at 7:30 Pacific time?
Is that it's tomorrow?
Sacramento State and Idaho.
Yeah, they're playing in Boise.
Yes. Yeah. So I think that's 8:30. They play a game at 8:30 local time in Boise.
There's your body clock game.
How about that?
Oh my God.
It's tomorrow.
That's kooky.
I'll be on that on ESPN Plus if it's available.
Yeah, yeah. Oh,
for sure, you have to be, right?
Oh my God.
Okay. So in the Atlantic Sun, we knew this going into last night that it was going to be Jacksonville and Bellarmine. And Bellarmine won the first game 76-73. It looks like they're laying 2.5. And the total is 122.5. Some of these numbers we point out you can find in Point Spread Weekly, our digital magazine. It's easy. It's vsin.com/subscribe. Since 2014, single-digit dogs are 16-10 straight up and 25-1 ATS in the A-Sun.
This is a great story. Great story. They upset Liberty. Now, Liberty was a good program, and they won a game in a tournament here recently. But they couldn't be laying 7 in the semis because they're a defensive team in a low-scoring game. And Bellarmine came all the way back and surprised them in the semifinal.
Uh-huh.
They have only been Division I for a couple years.
That's it.
This is something. They were awesome in Division II. This coach is phenomenal. But watch what they run. They call it – Davenport's is the name of the coach, I believe. He calls it pressing on offense. They average like 4 screens a game. It's all boom, boom. It's like Hoosiers. Like 11, 12 passes per possession. No dribbles. Movement, movement. Pass, pass, pass. He calls it pressing on off. It's fascinating what they run and how they – and here he is 40 minutes away from going to the big dance, and they haven't been Division I that long. What a story. But watch what they do offensively. It's fascinating.
I love hearing that, right? Because how many times are you going to see teams like this ever available on TV?
Yes.
Not very often. So it's like, oh, okay, I wish I could have watched it all year long. But it's like, they're not on again tonight because it's Bellarmine. But today, when it's going to be available and on, that's something like that is fun to watch.
Oh, sure. Like, standalone game like this.
Oh, yeah.
Trip to the, and you don't see something like this. Like, I mean, no dribbling.
I'm sorry, but if you didn't get excited watching the end of that Furman-Chattanooga game last night, you don't have a pulse.
Absolutely.
That game was unbelievable the way it finished.
Yeah.
In regulation and then in overtime, with they just show the replay, like the shot behind the kid that made that three-pointer at the buzzer. It was impossible for him to hit that shot, and he did it at the buzzer.
Mm-hmm.
And you're going to sit here and tell us you're going to bet no buzzer beater in the tournament again this year.
Oh, absolutely.
You missed your fun. Fun poison.
Yeah, sure. Yep. Yeah. No buzzer beaters. And it's that overtime. The overtime prop, too.
Yeah.
You got to bet that as well.
Bet that under?
Low total as well, but that's how they play. But you know, check it out tonight. Go on YouTube right now and check out some footage of these guys. It's fascinating what they do offensively.
Okay, so here's what we're looking at right now in the Colonial Athletic. We get Delaware against Wilmington. Delaware was very good last night. Was that game ever in doubt against Towson?
Yeah, they made one run in the second half, and then that was it. I can't believe that. They were minus 250 going in some spots to win the conference tournament, Towson. They were the one seed, and it's hard to do. You know, we'll get to the Summit title game coming up, but this is it's hard. A lot of one seeds have gone down now.
Paulie, it's why I really don't like betting the shortest shot on the board in these conference tournaments. I don't think you're going to get rich doing that at all. Wilmington did have the regular season sweep, 70-68 and 69-62. In the last 7 years of this conference tournament, favorites, again, between 2.5 and 3.5 are a perfect 18-0 straight up and 17-0-1 ATS. We talked about that yesterday. Well, right now, Delaware sitting as a 2-point favorite.
Very surprised. Yep. Wilmington, 23-8, 15-3 in conference. The sweep, as you mentioned, did not play well last night, but got the win. And Charleston was phenomenal in the thumping Hofstra in a quarterfinal matchup. But I'm surprised they're dogs here. So this is the Delaware in a 4-5 game. They were the 4-5 seed, and now they're all the way to the championship.
Right,
and
right.
They're laying points. They were swept. And that will get another, just like the Horizon as well.
Yeah, early here, but certainly many hours before tip-off, +2 looks pretty attractive with Wilmington.
Yes.
Got to be honest. Yeah, in the Horizon, we're going to get Wright State against Northern Kentucky. Northern Kentucky swept them 73-63 and 75-71.
They're hot. They've won 8 of 9, too.
But
good job last night. I mean, Wright State, no problems against Cleveland State, who was the one seed.
Yeah.
And this is a bunched-up league. Everyone was so close. And it was reflected in the odds, too. But no problems putting away Cleveland State. But this is right. This is intriguing.
I got to confirm this because I think the game hit the board. Was Wright State favored?
Hey, you said one.
Okay.
It
flipped. Northern Kentucky's now lane one. The total is 136.
Okay. Makes sense. Again, we've talked about it all week. The guys did a great job last week in Point Spread Weekly about can you beat a team three times in a season. And last year it was 71% when going for the sweep and making it 3-0.
Mm-hmm.
And that's what Northern Kentucky has to do, and that's what Wilmington has to do.
So would you bet Northern Kentucky right now -1, or would you bet them on the money line?
Yeah, money line. It stung me twice. Yeah. Got me last night with Chattanooga and got me with Gardner-Webb.
Yep.
When it's that low, go money line.
In the Northeast, this is a good game. Bryant takes on Wagner.
Yes, it is.
Now, Wagner beat him in one game this year, 84-81. Bryant got him the other time, 78-70. This opened up 3 and 149.5. I moved up a little bit. Bryant.
I think one spot opened two.
It did?
Yeah.
Okay.
But this was, yes, it's unfortunate. I think the winner here is in the play-in game. But the one and the two seed, so form did hold here. But as you mentioned earlier, this is your big boy with the trend. This trend has been unbelievable going back 12, 13 years.
Yep. So underdogs in the title game of the Northeast Conference Tournament. Underdogs. 13-2 ATS last 15 games, including 11 outright upsets. And that number now has moved up to Bryant Lane 4 in the game. And the total is 149.5. What a trend that is. Again, trends don't pay the rent.
Uh-huh.
I'm not telling you to go out there and automatically, you know, fade Bryant in this game, but that has been something else here with Wagner. And then, you know, this would tell you, and who's really having an influence on these numbers would be like early money, sharper money. So if this is moving from 2, you saw 2 to 3, then 4, that's the money that's moving that number, Paulie. So the trends obviously mean absolutely nothing to the sharp bettors. in the Summit League. Now, what do you make of this now? Because South Dakota State swept them. They won both games over North Dakota State this year, but Paulie, both games they won by 4 points. And tonight, now they're laying 5. And if they lose this game, this will go back to your point. What are you doing?
I can see it coming. But it doesn't look like they're going to get an at-large. If they lose this game, I'd still put them in. But again, they shouldn't be in this position. They're 29-4. If you count the two tournament wins, they are 20-0 in conference. But if they lose tonight, they're not getting in.
Yeah.
This is so stupid.
That is sick.
They're 20-0 in conference. But North Dakota State is the 2 seed, and they are hot. They just took out Amos and Oral Roberts, and that was never in doubt last night. They had 48 points at halftime. They messed around in the quarterfinal game. They were down at halftime and then ran out their opponent in the second half. So you mentioned the first two games have been close. They were awesome last night. South Dakota State was great and an easy win as well. High total, that's what it's like in the Summit League.
Sure.
But I'm just disgusted with this whole thing. I'm disgusted they have to win. I can't believe they could be 29-5 and they won't get an at-large. And I can't believe that the league does this where, no, and Jay Billis was wrong last week. It's not for the money. You are leaving millions of dollars on the table by not putting the best team in to represent your conference because you split it up as a conference. But if you make a deep tournament run or win a couple games, that is millions of dollars for the conference. Who cares if it's maybe you're buried on ESPN or ESPN2 tonight? There's 6 games.
And, Paulie, I would ask you, I mean, what's more important? To have this conference championship game, so South Dakota State has to go out there and win it to get in, or what Oral Roberts did out of the Summit League last year, which was early on, they shocked Ohio State, and they were incredible, and then they won again, and they made the Sweet 16. Like, what's better? Clearly, winning that first round game and then shocking the world and winning another one is better off than having your second or third best team in the conference get in because you want to have the conference tournament.
Uh-huh.
I don't get it, but... Anyway, the two times they played this year, hence the high total like you talked about.
All the pressure's on them. I mean, they know they can't make a mistake.
Uh-huh.
I mean, it's hard to – this is such a difficult sport, and you're asking kids to be perfect and go 21-0 in league. You go 20-1. Sorry, guys.
Not good enough.
NIT.
They won 90-86 and 80-76. Total here is 154. And North Dakota State played a game last night that was to the moon.
Yep.
South Dakota State did not. Are they a little bit tight tonight because of that added pressure on their shoulders?
I'm not familiar with the area. The game's in Sioux Falls. So I don't know if that's more. I don't know. I guess that's a question for Randy McKay. But if South Dakota State will have more fans and what that'll look like tonight. But it's a great game. It's a great game. And I hope they win.
You want them in the tournament.
We already got Murray State in there because they went undefeated in league play. Here's another one. And then you're going to see one Saturday, too, if they win tomorrow, which they should. But Vermont also ripped right through the America East.
The other game, late night, West Coast conference action. Gonzaga opened up here 13.5 against St. Mary's. 13.5.
God.
They just lost to them.
Yes.
I mean, that's right around the number they were last night against San Francisco. Yeah. They didn't cover, and the total is 142 today.
Yeah. Well, I mean, this doesn't take into account pace, but what happens on the boards? Gonzaga top 5 in rebounding, St. Mary's 248, and points per game. Gonzaga number 1, St. Mary's 211.
Up next today is supposed to be a big day in the NFL, and we'll ask you, the best chance for Aaron Rodgers to win a Super Bowl next year is with which of the following 4 teams?
VSEN, the sports betting network.
Want to get in shape but having trouble staying motivated? Make 5-Hour Energy Shots part of your lifestyle and get the energy boost you need to get fit with zero sugar, an unbeatable blend of vitamins, nutrients, and caffeine. It's a perfect pick-me-up for getting stuff done. Go to 5hourenergy.com to find over 15 flavors to choose from. Get 5-Hour Energy today. All right, hold the phone here. Hold the phone. Big news. Thanks to everyone who sent in tweets. I thought the transition reclassification rules was up. It is not. Bellarmine is ineligible for the tournament. Why are they playing the game? So Jacksonville's in no matter what?
They can secure an NIT bid if they win the game tonight.
Oh, my God.
That's why they're playing the game.
So Jacksonville's in no matter what?
No. If Jacksonville does not win the ASUN tournament title, regular season champion Jacksonville State will get the automatic bid.
I thought Liberty was the one. It's Jacksonville State.
I'm looking at a story right now.
Oh, my God. You're kidding.
That's the way it works.
Really?
Mm-hmm. Oh, because if Jacksonville
beat Jacksonville State.
If they were automatically in, the play would be on Bellarmine tonight for sure.
Oh, yeah.
1,000%, and they would not be laying 2 points, I'm guessing. But they have to win this game to get in.
This happened, I think, a couple of years ago.
It did.
Same. You remember
another
who
team.
Was?
No, I don't remember the team, but there was definitely another team where this happened.
A team was already in. Some team was allowed to play but not eligible.
Mm-hmm.
Wow. This is wild.
Yeah, it is.
Our expectations never change, Davenport, the coach, said. We come to work and prepare every day. They faced 5 top 25 teams to start the season. Purdue, St. Mary's, Gonzaga, Murray State, and UCLA. Wow. That is wild. Is wild.
It really is.
2 o'clock.
That's such a bizarre...
Thank you for the tweets.
That's such a weird rule, by the way.
I thought it was up. It's 5 years?
Yeah, they're not... They're
and
not.
You count, do you count the pandemic?
According to the story, they're not eligible until 2024-25.
Oh.
To get in. So, what do you think of that rule overall?
Too long. Don't you think?
That makes no sense.
That long?
Yes.
Yeah.
Why would there even be a transition, period?
Yeah.
Why not, hey, you're D1 eligible. If you win your tournament, you're going to be in. I mean, I recall this rule happening before. And when they came up with it, but
well,
it doesn't make any sense.
In the preview of the game, I mentioned how good the Liberty program is, and they won a game a couple years ago.
That's right.
Why would you let them play? It was the NIT? Isn't it in your best interest if Liberty wins it? That's a lot of money if you
One
win a tournament
think.
Game.
Yeah.
And that's you figure it out.
All right. Okay, so today, at some point, we have to figure out what the Packers are going to do with that franchise tag. And if they're going to put it on, and it could happen at some point during the show, if they slap that bad boy on Davante Adams or not. And then eventually, like, we will learn what Aaron Rodgers is going to do. I have no idea when. Nobody has an idea when Rodgers is going to say it. He could actually come out today after the Packers' decision. Like, if the Packers put it on Adams, Rodgers could say within a half an hour. Or he could go on McAfee's show and say, you know what, this is what I was waiting for. This is why I didn't want to make my decision. But now that they have re-signed he'll say this, now that they re-signed the best receiver in football, I'm coming back to play for Green Bay. But if that doesn't happen, and he goes somewhere else, like, where do you think, and we'll ask you this as well, like on Twitter, at VSinLive, his best chance to win a Super Bowl is with which team next year? And the 4 teams that are out there, and really Green Bay to me has the best chance of getting him again for one more year or more. The Broncos would be number 2, and then somehow it falls Titans, Steelers. Those are the 4 teams that Mike Florio talked about in Pro Football Talks article like over the weekend. Which team do you think would have the best chance to win a Super Bowl with him?
God, the division's so bad. Everyone says the obvious answer is Green Bay, but we know what's happened the last couple years in the playoffs.
Right.
But you have to go through Mahomes and Josh Allen. But how good is that Tennessee team? You put him on the Titans?
Yeah.
How good is that team?
I would actually lean...
Who knows what the Colts are doing at quarterback?
Yeah.
They won't rip right through that division? He's got Julio Jones and A.J. Brown.
Still have 4 games.
He's got Derrick Henry.
Yeah. Still has 4 games against the Texans and the Jaguars.
Yes.
Okay? So what are their win totals going to be next year? And the Colts will be a player, I think, at some point. But I don't know what's going to happen at quarterback. But I would actually go, I think Tennessee would be right there with Green Bay for his best chance to win a Super Bowl next year because Green Bay plays in that division and the NFC, I think, is, you know, I don't know if this sounds accurate or not, but it's easier to win than the AFC, let's put it that way. Although it hasn't been for this team the last couple of years.
Oh, you're right, and you know this. It hasn't gone his way.
No, it hasn't.
I mean, he has one ring, which is an embarrassment.
He's been to one, the more egregious part is he's been to one.
Right, absolutely. And all these trips to the NFC Championship game, too. A lot blown out by Atlanta, blown out by San Francisco. Couldn't beat Brady. You know what happened last year? That's embarrassing. Couldn't move the ball against San Francisco. Special teams fiasco. It's Green Bay, but it's close.
I think it is close, too. Yeah.
Because think about the weapons that the Titans have. And this is, I mean, Tannehill. It's a bad numbers. And he was, again, terrible against Cincinnati in the playoff
loss. He was horrible.
They should have won the game, and they were -3 in a turnover battle.
So I would rank it Green Bay with the best chance. I would then go Tennessee, very close to Green Bay. Then how would you put Steelers, Broncos in that order? I would actually go Steelers ahead of the Broncos. Because
the Broncos have a lot of talent, too.
Here's the point. How much did they have to give up to get Rodgers?
Yes. Okay.
And that goes for any of these teams, you would think, right?
Yeah.
But I think the Broncos could be kind of gutted, and then they have to go against Mahomes in that division, like you talked about. And the Raiders were a playoff team, and the Chargers at some point are going to get over this hump. And the AFC North, great story last year with the Bengals. Can we trust the Browns right now? I think the Ravens bounce back in a big way, but just
probably
picturing Rodgers going to Pittsburgh with their weapons and Najee Harris and the defense. Oh, Rodgers in Pittsburgh would be nuts.
Yeah. Well, Denver has talent, but that is a brutal division.
Yeah.
Raiders playoff team. Chargers should have made the playoffs.
Mm-hmm.
Mahomes. Then if you get out of there, you just have to worry about Allen.
Yeah. Correct.
I'm with you. I'm not concerned about the Browns either.
No, I'm not.
But if he would go to Pittsburgh.
I think if he goes to Pittsburgh, how is that not a grand slam?
Do you believe he's torn?
I don't know what
you believe this report?
I really don't know what to believe.
He's what's he, getting Bakhtiari married? He's helping out there?
He officiated the wedding.
That's how you say it.
And now the ex...
He officiated the wedding.
Is it his ex or no? Shailene? She was at the wedding with him?
They stayed friends? I don't know.
But is it more than friends? Did they really break up? Do we know if that's credible or not?
Well, it helps Denver, the Boulder situation.
No, he also, I heard a good point that, he's building, he bought land or he's building a home in Nashville. I forget who said it, but somebody said this week, that's what rich people do when they have a lot of money. They try to acquire land and then they can build homes if they want, because that's how they eventually make more money.
Yeah, it was like the Kawhi Leonard thing with the Raptors.
Right.
Oh, he just bought another. He bought a place in Toronto.
Right.
Okay, so?
So what? That doesn't mean anything.
He also has homes in L.A.
Sure, right.
That's what it's
at. A lot of these guys that make hundreds of millions of dollars, they're going to have multiple homes. And when I heard, I think it was a former player who said it, I'm like, you know what? It was simple to the point. I'm like, it makes a lot of sense. You're right. So I would look nothing into that, but maybe they get him anyway, the Titans. That would be...
Oh, I think it'd be great for the league.
If he went to Tennessee?
If he leaves, period.
Oh, yeah.
Yes.
So do I.
Let's go. Shake it up. Because he controls everything. And if he leaves, let's go. Other guys will move around too.
Okay, that's whoever said that, he's controlling the entire market right now.
Mm-hmm.
Absolutely he is.
Mm-hmm.
And then the dominoes could fall with other guys behind him. I think, if Russell Wilson gets moved, that's going to have to wait until the Rodgers decision, obviously.
I know Carroll came out and said we're not trading, but I don't understand. If someone makes the Godfather offer, they're making a major mistake here.
I would agree.
You stink. You need to rebuild, okay? And Carroll is becoming unfrozen caveman lawyer.
Oh, big time.
With this, let Russ cook, and I'm going to run the ball, and we have to establish the run, and it's no longer the Legion of Boom. And they have to. If someone's going to offer you, like the Bears did, according to reports, all those picks, you've got to take that.
Right.
You're not coming out of that division.
They gave up a bunch of first-round picks to get Jamal Adams.
Right.
They're kind of like the Rams, where they have not and do not have a lot of first-round picks. These teams, man, they're tough to figure out. I say this all the time about Green Bay. They don't know how to buy low and sell high. I mean, what they did in the 2020 draft after they, played in the NFC title game, they drafted for the future. And they said, well, we're going to take your replacement because he didn't play well that year. We're taking Jordan Love. Then he was the MVP. And they're like, oh, my God, we got to flip it the other way. And they won't even have a conversation with teams about the guy? Well, why did you draft for the future in 2020 then?
Yeah.
You screwed this up like always.
But if it was about money and respect, and they gave him this contract, according to reports, that rivals Mahomes' deal, and it's a market-altering contract.
Correct.
So I think he stays.
Need more college basketball insight? Check out the podcast Coast to Coast Hoops. Greg Hoops Peterson will look at every major and some of the minor college basketball games on the upcoming schedule to find betting opportunities. Greg has an opinion, yes he does, on every single college hoops game of the season. And on this podcast, he provides his unique insights and looks for those games that have solid betting opportunities. Download Coast to Coast Hoops now at vsin.com/podcasts or wherever you get your podcasts. While you're there, catch up on every VSIN show as well. Up next, the NBA and the NHL, and we have a doozy tonight on the ice. Name the time on the first goal in this matchup. That's coming up here in Follow the Money. It's VSiN, the Sports Betting Network.
Follow the Money on VSiN, the Sports Betting Network.
Bet Rivers Sportsbook's offering new customers a deposit match up to $250 when you sign up today. In addition to their welcome bonus, they have daily and ongoing promotions that can provide extra value. Download the Bet Rivers app or go to BetRivers.com today to sign up. Must be 21. Terms and conditions apply.
All right, so here is the Twitter poll right now. Again, the best chance for Rodgers to win a Super Bowl next season. You can vote at VSiN Live on Twitter, at VSiN Live. The Packers right now, 46% of the vote. The Titans, 27%. Broncos, 20. Steelers, 7. Yeah. No support for Pittsburgh?
No. Like Denver's chances. Huh. A little surprised they're that high.
Okay.
Good, though.
Do you want to name the time tonight of the first goal between the Avalanche and the Devils?
3:36.
I'll go nuts. Say a minute 39.
Yes. We've also seen some early power plays, too.
Mm-hmm.
This is big. Goal in the first 10 run, and it barely got there in the last game. 25-4 run for the Devils. Colorado on the back-to-back, coming off the win last night against the Islanders. And first period over is 26-6, I believe, that run. Something like, I'll have to check Chris Otto's numbers, but I think it's in that. Even though they got the early one, well, first 10, the first period stayed under, and then it flipped on Friday. They didn't get the first 10, but the first period went over. They flipped it in the last game, too. So they are... What's Colorado laying? I don't see. I didn't see the number. But that's an early game tonight.
Well, can I give you some of the numbers available right now? Okay.
I saw as low as $1.55.
Okay, I see. It's $1.65 right now at DraftKings. Going the first 10. Let's see here. How about first period total goals? If you think there's going to be one goal scored, it's -579. You want 575. You want to get nuts and go over 2.5, it's +230.
Yes, you can do that too. +180, I think.
Now it's +160.
Juicy. Yep, both teams to score. Those are great props. Those are juicy returns too.
And yeah, so those are some of the numbers for tonight anyway. Mm-hmm. Those are going to be high, but that was anticipated, obviously. And for the game, what am I seeing here? First of all, the total is 6.5, which it absolutely has to be. And for the game, Colorado's laying 210 this morning.
210, okay. Thank you. Yep, mm-hmm. Good streaks. Hot streaks, a lot of them. Jets, 13 straight overs in the third period. They play the Lightning tonight. Probably looking at $2 juice there. Columbus, 22-2 run, third period over. Maple Leafs, 27-3. Oh, what's happened to Jack Campbell? Oh, my God. He says, I'm going to get it back. I don't know.
He's
talking to his little man on his shoulder. I mean, it's been ugly for Campbell. Philly, they play the Knights tonight. 17-2 overrun in the third period. The Wild, 12 in a row. Vancouver, 11 overs in a row in the second period. It's a 25-6 run. First period over with the Devils, by the way. Goal in the first 10. No, Carolina, 10 of 11. Some sick streaks going on right now. And follow our guy, Chris Otto at PSU Auto. He updates all the streaks.
Let me run this one by you.
Nightly basis in hockey. Yep.
So the Rangers are playing on the road against Minnesota.
Ooh.
And Minnesota's laying $1.45. Paul, we know this over the years, Minnesota has been great at home, right? But how about the total goals scored going back to Valentine's Day in Minnesota games? And I'm bringing this up because Shesterkin should be in goal tonight, right? They didn't play last night. So I'm guessing he's going to go out there tonight again, and he has a stranglehold on the Vezina.
And Gallant doesn't like to usually give guys, you know, goalies that night off. I mean,
yeah. So here are the goals in Minnesota games since Valentine's Day: 11, 9, 8, 10, 7, 4, 10, 6, 9, 9, 9. Total tonight is 6.
Uh-huh.
So it has been, Minnesota's been struggling here, but it has been, we're talking fireworks galore with the Wild. Do we get that tonight with Shesty in net?
It's tough. I mean, this guy is so good. And what he did against Winnipeg the other night, he stole a game. 44 saves. And this guy, he's a game changer. He's a, again, in hockey, the great thing is you get a hot goalie, you can make a run.
Sure you can.
And with the, I think the Rangers are alive here to go to the Cup and make a deep postseason run. But how do you put up a six with him in a Ranger game? He had one bad period against the Blues when they put three quick ones in,
That
was it.
Mm-hmm.
But this guy's been in a zone for 2 months.
I love this matchup because of all those goals in Minnesota games like we talked about. They're really good at home, but this guy is a stone wall in net. So six is a total. I kicked that around with a buddy of ours yesterday. I'm like, what if they made it 5.5? What would you do? Knowing that they were going to make it six in the game anyway.
Yeah.
Because would you go over 5.5?
No defense with the Wild.
No, not at all. They're allowing a lot of goals.
Yeah. He gave up one to New Jersey. He gave up one to Winnipeg. He gave up one to Pittsburgh. Crosby had the late goal. He gave up one to Washington. He gave up one. I think he played in all these games. He gave up one to Ottawa.
Mm-hmm.
Didn't play. I don't think he played against Vancouver. That's why he's as low as plus 250 to win the MVP.
Right.
Yeah, he didn't play against Vancouver. Yep.
Okay, so it was another big win last night for Calgary.
Yes, it was.
So they beat the Oilers 3-1. And talking of strangleholds, they're going to have one here pretty soon, maybe on the Pacific. They're a huge favorite to win that division. Now they have games in hand and the lead. They play in a back-to-back tonight against the Capitals. Markstrom was awesome last night. Does he go again tonight? I would think no. They're laying $1.40 against Ovechkin in the Caps. Total there is 6.
Yeah, I don't know how they'll treat that.
If they can win this game tonight, and if Markstrom doesn't play, and they go back-to-back, Oilers, okay, I get it. No great shakes. But then back-to-back at home, team's really good.
How do you lay $1.90 with the Knights on the road? That's another thing. I mean, I would lead Calgary. They're hot. But, I mean, this they needed a late goal from Eichel to beat Ottawa at home.
Uh-huh.
They beat Anaheim on the road in a shootout. But and then lost to Boston, lost to Arizona, Colorado, L.A., Colorado, Calgary. The only wins in that stretch, other than the Anaheim, before that, the Anaheim and Ottawa back-to-back was San Jose. I mean, they are really struggling right now.
Sure.
And I'm talking to our guy Fitz, who big hockey guy. He said, I've seen this movie before. Wait till we get healthy. And then it never happens. And they don't do anything.
No, they've been saying that all year long.
Yeah.
All year.
I would still look at the juicy return for them in the midst of playoffs.
All year long, it was like, okay, wait until Pacioretty comes back.
Yeah.
Wait until Stone comes back. We'll wait until January.
And someone else gets hurt.
Then wait until Eichel comes back. Well, how long do we have to wait?
Yes.
Are we going to wait until the playoffs are done with and say, oh, man, what could have been?
Yeah.
And then that's the night on ice in the NBA. Look at some of these totals now in the NBA. How things have changed over this year. Because remember, the whole story in the NBA to begin with, it was low-scoring games and how unders were coming in so often. Tonight, you have a 242.5 on the board. But you have to make it that high between the Nets and the Hornets.
It's a big game.
Brooklyn's laying 4.5.
Yep.
And what, they're the 9 right now and Charlotte's the 8?
Nets have lost 6 of 7. Both teams are 32 and 33. Yikes. This will be a fun game coming up. It's like the Pelicans in Memphis, too. How about the Pelicans? Top 5 in offensive and defensive efficiency.
Mm-hmm.
The big comeback down early in Denver, and then they're up 11 with 3 minutes and they're late to get away.
Well, what are we talking about this morning with the Pelicans? Had they hung on to beat the Nuggets, that would have been 5 straight since the All-Star break. Before that game, the numbers did tell us they were the best team in the NBA since the All-Star break.
Uh-huh.
That's a blowing win in that spot. And now 5.5, like what was this number before the All-Star break? Grizzlies 10?
Sure, good point. And you should get, this is a national TV game, you should get an angry Memphis team. Jenkins lit them up, as rightfully so.
Terrible
they were
loss.
Awful. You can't blow a double-digit lead to the Rockets.
No.
You can't do that. So, especially if you want the 2 seed. But that's and how about the Bucks against the Thunder? Look what they're laying on the road. 13.5. Listen to these losses, though, by OKC. 138-101, 116-103, 131-110, 124-104. They did have a couple wins in there. But look what's going on with Portland.
Well, Portland is
Oh, my God.
What the starting Bay five train. They put on the court last night, they are basically telling you we are tanking for the rest of the season.
Yep. Run out in Minnesota, back-to-back games. Lost by 30 in Phoenix. Lost 135-121 to Minnesota. 124-81 last night. Lost 124-92 and 132-95.
Yeah.
Oh, God. Got to fade them until they can show up balls.
I mean, they're catching.
Oh, it's bad. Well, yeah, big numbers. I know,
but I'm saying, like it was, what, a 15-point spread last night in that range. I think it came down a little bit, actually.
Yeah.
And Minnesota was up by, I think, 27 at halftime. And by the way, guy stat from Minnesota?
Yes.
It's not like the Wolves had a full complement of players last night.
Still right there for the Cavs, too. Only two back of the division. They're 3-0 this year against the Pacers. Pacers have lost 11 of 14, although I don't think Allen's going to play.
No, he's out for a while.
Yeah, Allen's out. LeVert's banged up, too, in Rondo. But still, it's still right. Still got a shot for the Cavs because you don't know how Milwaukee's going to treat this down the stretch.
Yeah, I'd say this Pacers team, though, is a different team.
You're writing
since
off the
trade.
Are you writing off the Bulls?
For what?
Division.
They've lost five straight.
Tough schedule.
This schedule is just
one of these guys. Yeah, one of these guys coming back.
I don't know. It's a great question. And by the way, Monty Williams -278 to win Coach of the Year. Bickerstaff is 10-1.
I can't. That's no. No way.
It's getting
that's
a little
crazy.
That's a little like Tibbs from last year.
He went over the win total a month ago,
oh,
right?
Yeah.
No one had Cleveland doing anything. No
More
way.
Conference games coming up next in college basketball. Favorites of 7 points or fewer are hitting at 70% in this conference since 2014.
Follow the money on VSEN, the sports betting network.
Ice cold beers, cold hard cash. Join the action on the pitch with the Heineken 2022 Soccer Prediction Challenge. Compete in 20 free-to-play pools this season for your shot at a share of $100,000 in total cash prizes. Head to DraftKings.com/Heineken now to start your run at victory. Heineken beer, made better. 21 and over, please. Please drink responsibly. DraftKings.com for details.
Okay.
Six title games, but we also have some other tournaments kicking off today, too.
We do. Before we get into those, I wanted to give you some feedback that we got because we kicked around the Summit League Championship tonight. It's in Sioux Falls, right? South Dakota State against North Dakota State. South Dakota State 20-0 in conference play if you include the tournament so far this year. But they need this win tonight to get into the tournament. They're not going to be an at-large team. This is from Troy, who lives in Sioux Falls. On email, ftm@vsin.com. The place will be packed with Jackrabbit fans.
Okay.
Complete home court advantage.
Ooh.
Been to many tournaments. It's a home game for the Jackrabbits. Their campus is only 40 miles away.
All right. Good. All right.
But they still beat them by 4 points, both
teams. Oh, yeah, it was tough, yeah. And then the pressure, squeaky bum time.
I mean, because...
You know what? I mean, you have to be perfect now.
I wonder, like, just to put yourself in the shoes of a kid for a second... Do you think that ever comes across, like, because the coach probably wouldn't say that to them, right? Because that's adding too much pressure then. But would the player, like, pay attention to Lenardi in brackets and tell themselves, I can't believe the situation we're in. We're 20-0 in conference play, and if we don't win tonight.
You have 29 wins.
Yeah, if we don't win this one specific game because of some dumb thing people came up with a long time ago that you had to have a conference tournament, we're not in the big dance.
Bad bubble again, too. 29-5 won't get it done.
I don't know. Are we ever going to have a strong bubble ever again?
Yeah.
With 68 teams?
Yeah. Fair point. Yeah. Well, the other thing is North Dakota State has played three perfect halves now. They were awesome in the second half of the quarters, and they were fantastic last night against Oral Roberts. I mean, they blitzed them. We know what Oral Roberts did last year.
Uh-huh.
It was 48 had 48 points at halftime. They crushed them. So now I have to do it against the best team in the conference and a team. So here it is again. You got the 3-0 thing. You got three of those angles tonight.
Oh.
And the other two, well, the flip favorite flip, but the other two, the team that was 0-2 was favored.
Horizon. Yeah, it looks like, by the way, the point spread has already gone up in that game. When it first opened today, it was 5 for the Jackrabbits. Now they're 5.5. And did I see that right? The total's now at 141. I'm sorry,
151.
Yeah. 151, but that was a little bit higher than that on the open.
Oh, these teams can score.
Oh, yes, they can.
Yeah. It's been an over league for years.
Uh-huh.
Yeah. Why is Louisville favored? They've lost 10 of 11. What happened? I thought Mac was going to come in and have a great job and take them to the promised land year in, year out.
Oh, I thought...
Ooh, that didn't work out.
I thought going from, like, Patino to Mac was going to be a small drop-off, but not that much.
Yeah.
This has been the size of the Grand Canyon.
Yep.
Can he get a back? Can this team can the program get back to what they were with somebody other than Rick Pitino? But also, they're taking on Georgia Tech. Georgia Tech won this conference tournament last year. They were 25-1. This year, what are they, 12-19 on the year?
Mac, it's a nice buyout to just to go away too. But that's the other unfortunate part about this week. Why is everyone invited? Georgetown didn't win a conference game.
Yeah.
Oregon State won one conference game. Why are you invited? Come on.
Mm-hmm.
You shouldn't be go to a should be a reward conference tournament. Not everyone invited. It's some garbage teams playing.
Can you imagine if Georgetown would pull it off
and
shock the world?
Oh, God.
And yet people would say, well, they deserve to be in.
Yeah, right.
Because they won their conference tournament despite being that bad in the regular season.
Yeah. Well, I mean, they've lost 10 of 11, but Georgia Tech's lost 7 of 9. So that's the 4 o'clock Pacific game in the ACC.
That's the toilet bowl in the ACC today.
Yes.
Pittsburgh against Boston College. Each team won a game in this series throughout the year. Boston College, lane 1.5. The total is 128.5. Pittsburgh, not exactly great shakes this year either. I'd probably look at Boston College in that game.
Okay.
And then NC State stinks.
Yes, I'd like Clemson. I'll lay the wood. I'll eat the chalk. They've won 4 in a row. They already beat them. I'll lay 5.5.
Yeah, they got them by 5 when they played the first time. They're laying now 5.5 in this game. It's 143.
Yep.
Let's see here.
You know what we're doing? Are we doing, we got Conference USA today, don't we? Or is that
tomorrow? Yeah, we do.
Yep.
We have it today.
Yep. We go to the, first go Texas. We'll cut the bike in half. They play games at the same time, separated by a curtain, like it's intramurals. What a Mickey Mouse operation. How do they do this? I don't know how the kids don't get distracted. What was the whistle? What game is that? I mean, right? You said that years ago.
Uh-huh.
We got to get Dustin on that. Maybe they can pull that in from the system. I forgot about it. But, yeah, they play two games at the same time in that tournament, and it's separated by a curtain.
Sure. It's amazing that we can do this in Division I college basketball.
Yes.
So anyway,
it's a good league too. They won a lot of games in the tournament.
That's right. That's right. But then you have to put up with this Mickey Mouse operation.
Yes.
Okay. So some historical numbers here in this conference going back. Favorites of 7 points or fewer. 7 points or fewer are 31-13 ATS since 2014. That's 70.4%. Your favorites today, Marshall. They're laying 3 against Florida International. Although FIU got them both times they played.
Oh. Another one in their Marshall's favorite. Okay.
Yeah, and Texas San Antonio, they split with Southern Miss. Texas San Antonio's lane 3 in this game, and the total is 138.5. The under is 21-7, 75% in all games since 2018.
It's a funky background.
I wonder if that plays into it, right?
Yes, it's a weird background. Now I can't remember, even though we talk about it every year for the last 3-4 years. I think it's a soccer.
No, it's like an indoor football.
Is that what it is?
Yes, that's what it
okay.
is.
Okay, it's funky. And how look again? You got to Google it. The setup is you nailed it, Mickey Mouse. It's just a bizarre set. Of all places to play a conference tournament game, it's there. And what are you doing playing two games at the same time, separated by a curtain?
It's like the worst part of the whole deal.
Yeah, and they do it in the quarters. I mean, that's I can't believe it.
So I think that
it really staggers.
Now Marshall can play in some high scoring games. Their total is 146 today. But again, that under at 21-7 since 2018, that correlates. That's pretty much the time when they started doing this with the league and playing in this indoor football facility with it separated by a curtain and two games going at the same time. Bizarre background. I can't even imagine what the ambiance is like around. I mean, what's the crowd noise like? People are cheering for something. You're like, wait, what the hell's going on here? Nothing's going on in this game.
Yeah.
Oh, wait a second. It's a game going on next door to us.
I could argue that's for all these games. I mean, who's excited for these games? Like, the fan base. Why are you... It's crap against crap.
Oh, no, that's why. I mean, how many people will you see at some of these tournaments? 80?
For the early sessions?
Sure.
Yes. Even when we start out here tomorrow with the Pac-12. I mean, look, these are just a lot of bad teams playing.
Yeah. In the first round of these games, or the quarterfinals, when you have, like, 5 days to complete a conference tournament, you're going to have maybe a couple hundred people. I mean, the early game... UNLV out here had a great fan base for many years. When UNLV would play in that early, 2:30 game or a noontime slot?
6:11. So the seats.
They have like 1,800 people.
Yeah, right.
And by the way, the Thomas Mack holds like 18,500 crickets.
Yeah.
Could be heard. But, so those are some of the games that we have today. You got MAAC action going on. We never got to this game with Matt Youmans today in the WAC. He likes Cal Baptist. I think they've gotten some guys back recently from injury.
Oh, off the four overtime thriller.
Yeah, that's right. They six, or was that Houston, Houston Baptist?
Is it
Houston Baptist.
Oh, it was Houston Baptist.
Yep. Cal Baptist is laying 6.5 today. The total is 149. They won the first time 80-72 in that game.
Okay.
And then you have Chicago State. They're just dreadful. Utah Valley is laying 13.5 in this game. But favorites in the WAC are 39-4 straight up and 27-16 over the last 7 years.
You mentioned the Metro Atlantic. Don't you like Iona minus 125 to win it? Patino?
Kind of do, yeah. If you can find because they can shop around. I think I saw $2 here in town at one spot.
Say what you want about him as a person. He's an unbelievable coach.
Oh, yeah, he is.
Unbelievable. Mm-hmm. And he took him to the dance last year
and
ran right through the conference tournament. I mean, that seems like they're the one seed. That seems like it. Like Iona should have no problems winning the
conference. If you can find 125, that's a good number.
Yeah.
Yeah, because again, like I said, it's higher than that at some spots. But that's been the case with a lot of these tournaments, right? Arizona, you said you found even money when in a lot of spots they're minus 140 to win the Pac-12.
Yeah.
The
big differences in what stuff that Matt was talking about.
Murray too. State, $1.75 was right. Available when they were like 260 at other spots.
What happened this year to the American? Ooh, Wichita, seventh seed. Cincinnati was awful. I mean, that's why, I mean, Tulane Temple's the 4-5 game.
Yep.
Central Florida down, sixth seed. The standings were upside down. For them, Houston's had a good program.
Yeah, but it's unfortunate what happened to that team with the injuries. But you're right. Cincinnati was a 2 seed like 4 or 5 years ago.
Yeah.
And they have fallen off now. Wichita, that guy is a lunatic at head coach no longer there.
Yeah, Marshall, yep.
Yeah. All right, let's follow the money here on VSIN, the Sports Betting Network. Email is ftm@vsin.com. In the next hour, Dalen Cuff's going to join the program in about 35 minutes, get his best bets for today on college basketball. Of course, he's an analyst on ESPN. And up next, we will get into a huge story that took place in the sports betting world yesterday. And you knew eventually that if this was going to happen at some point, the national media, they were going to be up against it. And oh boy, were they ever.